Good morning, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Roger Dickerson, and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke. This is Luke 5, verses 1 through 11. Now, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, I ask that you enlighten our hearts as we listen to the word of God. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled the boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell to the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him, and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. So as I go through this reading, as we read the gospel today, praise be to the Lord that we're able to hear this word from God. I think two things really stick out. One thing is what is it in our lives right now, in your life right now, that the Lord is calling you to go again, to let down your nets. I mean, in this reading in the gospel, Jesus asks Peter and those in the boat to drop their nets again. Now, they had dropped their nets many times that night. You don't just drop it at one point, but "We have fished all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets. I will trust you." What is it that the Lord is trusting you? But I don't think that God wants us to go in simply blindly, for there was a reason that Simon said in reply, "But at your command, I will lower the nets." And I think a great reason is what was happening beforehand. Well, what was happening beforehand was Simon and the soon-to-be apostles, Simon and the people in the boat, were listening to Jesus as he spoke to the crowds. They were listening to Jesus as he preached the word of God, as he spoke of himself and the goodness of the Lord. And this issued forth a confidence in him that Jesus was who he says he was, or at least a sliver of hope that what God would say, what Jesus said to him, was worth following that command. So I think as you think of those things in your life, like what is it that I need to drop my nets again? What do I need to enter into again that maybe I have not seen fruit in? But we need to listen to the gospel. We need to read the scriptures. We need to spend time with God before we are able to enter in again, so we can have that confidence that God will answer my prayers, that God will love this person, that God will do whatever I desire him to do. And I think the second thing, the last thing is that simply God, the next thing that they ask, they have this huge catch of fish, this huge celebration. They succeeded. They listened to him, but he calls them further. He calls them further and deeper into relationship to leave everything behind. Why? Because it's not about the fish. It's not about the provision. It's about what God wants. So what God tells us to do is the greatest thing that we could ever do with our lives. So let us listen to him no matter what it takes, no matter what he says. Let us listen to God because life with him is the greatest thing that we could ever do. So let's close this time in a prayer, and we'll get on with the rest of our day. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. God, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for the time to listen to the word of God, and we praise you and we bless you. Help us to always listen to your voice and to follow you when you say, come and follow me. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Awesome. Guys, I hope you have an amazing day. This has been a scripture reflection on Luke chapter 4. Have an amazing day. God bless. Bye.